Hunters once killed nearly all the greater sandhill cranes in Oregon and Washington, but the local crane population has made a comeback. In June, in the mountain lakes of the Cascades, you might hear a pair of sandhill cranes defending their nests. Correspondent Amelia Templeton reports.
Most sandhill crane chicks hatch in May. If you get too close to a nest, mom and dad will throw back their heads and beat their wings. This pair is nesting near Howard Prairie Lake in the Cascades. The adults are gray with red caps, and they're about the size and weight of a sixth grader.
They're a little bit like geese, except that they have this kind of a to their call.
That's Gary Ivey. He's with the International Crane Foundation. Ivey says it's a stressful time for crane parents. Out of every 10 chicks, only about one will survive.
They're on the ground, flightless for about 10 weeks. And so things like coyotes in particular, but owls and lots of other predators eat crane chicks.
Ivy says, thanks to habitat restoration and hunting bans, greater sandhill cranes are doing well. More than 1,000 now make Oregon and Washington their summer home. One of the best places to watch the nesting cranes, he says, is the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Burns, Oregon. In Medford, Oregon, I'm Amelia Templeton.